You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There are better things than sitting and stewing underneath a fig tree. Amen and amen.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Thine, Lord God Almighty, is the world and all therein. Amen. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Thine is the goodness to forgive and the power to give life. Amen. To thee we give our faith, our love, ourselves. Amen. Please help us, Lord. Have mercy on us and bless us. Amen and amen.
Ever since the beginning of the new year, we've been saying to people all over the world, everything belongs to God. It all comes from Him. His is the kingdom. His is the power. His is the glory. It's all His, as long as time shall last, and even beyond, forever. It is what we say at the end of the Lord's Prayer. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Now comes one more word, short, incisive, and to the point. Amen. It's our word to Him. And even that comes from Him. This is His word. The Lord used it often. He liked it. Amen, He said. The world will rejoice and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. In the last hours on his cross, he turned to the crucified criminal on his side and he said, Amen, amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. It's his word, amen. He used it often. Right at the beginning, when he was first meeting the men who would become his disciples, he said to one of them, Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The man to whom he said that was named Nathanael. At first glance, a singularly unattractive character. He always said what came into his pointed little head. You could always depend on him to rub somebody the wrong way. He was never known to withhold an opinion, no matter how uncomplimentary it might be. A lot of people didn't care to have him around. But the Lord picked him. It was in Galilee. He found Philip, the Lord did, and said to him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. And he said to him, Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. It is the first time, as far as I know, that Jesus is reported to have used the word Amen in his public ministry. It was, as always, his last word, too. It was the takeoff point for new things, with the solidity of truth behind, underneath, and around everything. It's a great word. Today in New Guinea, in the Pidgin language, Amen is translated simply true. With that word, the people of New Guinea end their Lord's Prayer and all their prayers. True. It is certainty, faith, and hope all wrapped into one word. It's assurance and commitment. It is Amen. It's our word at the end of the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus used the word Amen, he put himself squarely behind everything he was saying. When we use it at the end of a prayer, we put ourselves squarely into the hands of the God to whom we pray. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's like saying to God, I'm with you. You can count on me. Now let's get on with it. It is yes, the word of commitment with which people commit themselves every day in the most ordinary and also in the most sacred relationships. It's straightforward, direct, and honest. It's not tongue-in-cheek. It can't be said with a straight face when you mean something else. It's Amen. And that means yes. A friend of mine wrote a little song. It starts out this way. And God said, Yes, yes, yes. Said yes to the world once more. Said yes with a cosmic roar that opened that other door. God said, Yes, man, yes. At creation, God said, Yes. Let's splash the sky with light. Let's float the earth in space. Let's dance away the night. And God said, Yes, man, yes. And God said, Yes, let Jesus Christ be born. Let's find him in the straw. Let's blast the shepherd's horn. And God said, Yes, son, yes. And God said, Yes, yes, to his broken son. Said yes to his open wound. Yes to the broken tomb. And God said, Yes, son, yes. And God said, Yes, we will leap the swirling sky. We will leap the hungry grave. We will never stop to die. And God said, Yes, man, yes. And God says yes to that other door. God says yes when other men say no. Says yes with a cosmic roar. Says, Yes, man, with me. That's God. And it's his son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Yes, man, yes. I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Jesus is that Son of Man, the man for all men everywhere, a man of God's own choosing, as Luther called him in his great hymn. He's the one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He's God's yes to the world, to a world that has learned only how to say no. If I pronounce the word Amen in pretty much the same way as he did, please don't hold it against me. You can say it Amen if you want to. That's all right with me. It's still the same word, his word, and it means the same thing. Yes, it is Hebrew and Aramaic. We use a lot of words that are not English in origin. They become a part of our language. Some of them are French, like coup d'etat or cul-de-sac. Others are German, like Weltanschauung. Still others are like boondocks, which I was told in the Philippines is the only word that has come into the English language from the Tagalog, the official language of the Philippine Islands. There are many words like that, and this is one of them. It's his word. His men reported it to us because he used it often. He liked it. It is
Amen. We speak it at the end of a prayer, as God speaks it to us at the beginning. It's His yes to us in Jesus Christ. It's our yes to Him also in Jesus Christ. Amen, He said. You can take my word for it. Then He speaks His word. As St. Paul said, all the promises of God are amen in Christ. All the promises of God are yes in Him. They are certain, firm, and sure. At the end of the Bible, in the Revelation of St. John, Jesus Himself is called the great Amen. He is God's ultimate yes to the world. He is forgiveness and life from God. For anything in your life that needs forgiveness, Jesus is Amen. He died for your sins. If there's any worry or anxiety about the future, Jesus is Amen. He was raised from the dead, and He lives for you. He is Lord. If there's anything at all that keeps you from opening up your life to God, Jesus is Amen. He can be trusted. He is Lord. Because Jesus is Amen, we say at the end of His prayer, Amen. It's like saying, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Amen. He likes that word, and so do we. When we say Amen, we claim Him as our own. By His death on a cross, Jesus Christ claims you as His own. You can turn away from Him, you can ignore Him, you can reject Him, but He's still the Amen, He says to you right now. There are better things to come. You will see greater things than a cross, or even a tomb from which the stone has been rolled away. You will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Verily, verily, truly, truly, surely, surely, Amen, Amen. It's a great thing to know. It's a great thing to get to know God in Jesus Christ. A lot of people claim to know Him, but all they know is that God has the power to pass judgment upon them. They have the idea that somehow they can satisfy that judgment by being good or trustworthy or respectable. That isn't enough, and it never will be. There's no way to stand in the presence of God except by His grace, through His forgiveness, having His life, the life of the one who commits Himself to us in the great Amen, His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the beginning of great things, greater things, things in which people like us can have a part. You will see, He says, Amen and Amen. It happens to quite ordinary people. Philip had one distinction. He was an ordinary man from Bethsaida, the city of Peter and Andrew. There was nothing particularly outstanding about Philip. He was not picked because he was exceptional. But he was a man, human, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Just as simple as that. Philip found Nathanael and said to him with unaccustomed enthusiasm, "I found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." Nathanael replied with that sardonic humor that seems to have been characteristic of him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" "Verily, verily, certainly, certainly, truly, truly, surely, surely, nothing good can come from a town like that." "We need another prophet like a hole in the head," said Nathanael, "and we certainly don't need one from a place like Nazareth." But he came to see. As he approached, Jesus said of him, "That's an Israelite, a real one, who says exactly what he thinks." He picked Nathanael, too. Nathanael was not exactly a yes man. He was a no man. But the Lord picked him, and he became an amen, amen man, too. These men did not go around with holy looks making holy sounds. When they said amen, it came out of their ordinary humanity, ennobled by the faith they had in that one man, the man Christ Jesus, the one mediator between God and men everywhere. I guess I'm doing today what Philip did for Nathanael. I'm saying to you, come and see. Don't look at me, look at him. Philip did not take no for an answer, and I won't either. I say to you, come and see. All the promises of God are yes in him. Come and see Jesus Christ. Verily, verily,
Truly, truly, surely, surely, here is God's yes, his amen to you. All through their lives, Christ's men kept pointing to him. How great the church would be throughout the world if everywhere it pointed to Jesus Christ and only to him. He is the glory of the church. The invitation to come and see him has the power of God's Holy Spirit in it. When we come, you and I, we have to say, amen. Jesus has died, and we are thine, O God. In him we are thine. Together with him we are thine. Amen to you, Lord God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. A man was having a siesta under a fig tree. He wasn't thinking religious thoughts. But the Lord found him right there in the ordinary ways of human life. The man called a spade. He was not going to be taken in by anybody. But the Lord found him, and he found the Lord that day. It's as great and simple as that. He found the Lord that day. Amen. Truly, verily, certainly, surely, he found the Lord that day. There are better things than stewing underneath a fig tree. Amen, amen. You will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. There are great things to come. It's the hazard of faith to follow him. But day by day, the great God himself says yes to that faith. And great things, sometimes unnoticed, begin to happen. Amen, amen, I say to you. If you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Amen, amen, I say to you. He who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you. The day will come when you will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. Amen. I say to you, he who receives anyone whom I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Ah, yes, my friend. Amen. It is his first and last word. If you've never said it before, say it now. Amen. No matter how often you have said it, say it again with warm, generous assent to him. Amen, Lord God. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.